There's no question. Harlem, New York is one of the most distinctive urban centers in the world. Novelist Heather Neff, reading from her book, describes the vibe on Harlem's sidewalks.
Where street vendors sell art, music, oils, homemade health remedies on colorful stands, Harlem is full of brothers and sisters trying to make it on mother wit and guts. Poor folks will sell you anything they got and convince you to like it, too.
Again, that was writer Heather Neff reading from her novel, Harlem. While Harlem, New York is world famous, there is another Harlem. This one, like the title of the book, is spelled with two A's and plays a prominent role in the novel. This Harlem is a city in the Netherlands, near Amsterdam. Neff told me the book juxtaposes very different worlds that are closer than one might think.
Harlem is the story of an African-American man who goes off to the Netherlands in search of a mother whom he has no memory of ever having seen. But he's troubled with something else. The fact is that he's a recovering alcoholic, and he finds most things that many of us take for granted very challenging to his sobriety. So Harlem is a tale of a lost family recovering itself, and of course it's a tale across two continents, bringing Harlem together with Harlem.
Often when you see writers, particularly their first few books, they tend to write about the places perhaps they're from or a favorite vacation spot, and they stay to that. You, in fact, have been, through your writings, all over the globe. Does that speak to who you are?
I think it speaks to who all of us are. I am very lucky in that I have traveled a great deal, and I count travel as being very high on my list of priorities in life. But more than that, as I travel, I really have a look around, and I'm always thinking about how people live, how people think, what's different from the way that we're brought up here in the United States, and then again, what's the same. And I find that so many of the problems we face, dealing with issues of social inequality, racism, sexism, all of those things are prevalent all over the world. So as I write, I think I try to reflect many of our own real-life issues through the lens of the way other cultures look at them.
All right, now let me tell on myself, and I hate to admit this, but often I am the ugly American.
Mm.
What has saved you from that?
You know, it's very ironic, but as an African-American woman, I travel incognito, and this is what's so funny about it. When you travel overseas, no one perceives a black woman on the streets as being American. They see you and they think, well, she's from the Caribbean, she may be from some part of North Africa. And often people are very surprised when I open my mouth and say, well, I'm from Detroit. So I have passed in some ways imperceived as I go along cultures. And I think the other thing is that when you've grown up in America in my generation, which is the generation of the Civil Rights Movement and the Black Power Movement, you come to really think of the world in terms of social inequality. As you travel, you're always looking for how issues of race, how issues of poverty and privilege are handled, so that when you go out into that world, what fascinates and excites you is the way that these cultures are dealing with exactly these things.
Why the Netherlands? Was it in fact because Harlem was there and there was the unique name connection, or was there another reason that you picked the Netherlands?
Amsterdam is an amazing city. Like New York, it's a city of within many cities. And when I traveled in Amsterdam, I was surprised to discover this city of Harlem just a few minutes away. And Harlem is so different in character from Amsterdam. And I think that when I traveled in America in the Harlem, I was struck by, again, how Harlem in New York is a city within a city with its own life and world. In the same way that Harlem in the Netherlands is just outside of Amsterdam, is so very different from Amsterdam. And in writing the book, they paralleled each other. It just made sense to have this character, Abel Crofton, who lived in Harlem, America, but finds his soul in Harlem in the Netherlands.
When I think about some of the things that you've talked about through the years, the sexual identity, racial identity, sibling rivalry, all the things that often we don't like to admit to in public, why do this?
You know, that in itself is a... You're asking me personally why I write about these things. I think that as an author, I sometimes see entirely too much passivity, entirely too much of a willingness and a reasonableness and a willingness to accept the way things are in today's generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as an author, I'm constantly feeling a need to somehow discuss the fact that we're wandering.
What did you like most about Abel? As you finished him?
As I finished him. What an excellent question. I think so many men try so hard to project an outward shell that's impenetrable. Mm-hmm. And I choose to believe, as a woman, I choose to believe that beneath that shell is a real human being, and that if we invest in that human being, we can find it. And man, can we really nurture and make that man, you know, come into his own. So I love Abel for being willing to take the risks. And I think by the end of the novel, he has taken the greatest risk of all, which is the risk to dedicate himself to love.
Well, Heather Neff, it's wonderful talking to you, fellow Detroiter. And one of the things that is, I think, unique about many of your characters is the layers that
you
give to them. And it's always nice to try to figure out, as often those who read novels do, the further backstories that they like to build in their minds. And you give a great launching pad for that.
Thank you so very much.
To hear Heather Neff reading from her book, Harlem, click on to npr.org.